Our story revolves around the great sage Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. You guys heard about Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair?
Yeah.
One of the most fantastic Tanaim in Jewish history. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was very, very learned. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was related through marriage to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who was his father-in-law. And Rabbi Pinchas was always busy either learning Torah or doing mitzvot. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was not only busy with the regular 613, but he would try to do one mitzvah, which we discussed in our previous story, and that is the great mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, rescuing a Jew from captivity. The Talmud tells us that when Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was traveling, so he passed by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And Rabbi was dying to have him as a guest. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, come feast by me. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, I'm busy on my way to a mitzvah. I can't talk now. I gotta go. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, but on my return, we'll still talk. And I don't think we'll get to that story tonight. We'll just continue this part of the story, and maybe tomorrow night we'll get back to this, to the end of the story. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, even though he was an old man, he was riding his donkey, going out to try and redeem a Jew that was held in captivity. And as he's traveling, he meets up with a Jew who's traveling in the same direction, carrying his wheat that he wants to grind and make shmura matzah out of that wheat. And they're traveling together. They're both busy with their mitzvah. And on their way, they meet up with an Arab merchant who's also going to sell his wares. The merchant asks to join their group that's traveling together. And so they agree. They reach a river called Nehar Ginai. And the river Ginai ordinarily wasn't so full. But now they're coming and it's before Pesach. It's the end of the rainy season. And the river Ginai is overflowing. And by the time they reach the river, they realize that there's no way they can cross this river. The river that on any other day was easily traversed, at this point could not be crossed. Now, they have no bridge, because ordinarily people would easily cross this river. So, the Talmud tells us that one has to be careful when going into a river. The rabbis forbade it in certain instances. The rabbis said people very often underestimate the currents in a river. Rabbis gave us guidelines how we gauge a river and when it would be permissible, but Chazal cautioned that very often we think the river is flowing calmly and we don't know how swift the undercurrents are. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair is standing at the banks and he has to go save a Jew who's in captivity. So he looks at the river and he says, Ginai, river Ginai, split your waters for me, for I have to cross. I'm on my way to do mitzvah. The waters are tumbling down, and as the waves come crashing down, they could hear a voice respond, you're going to do the will of your Creator to do a mitzvah. Well, guess what? So am I. I was meant to go in this path. And God commanded me to stream exactly here, and I'm rushing to do my mitzvah. You hope to do a mitzvah. We don't know if you'll succeed. But I... Well, when I keep flowing, I'm continuing the course of nature, which is what God wants of me. I am definitely fulfilling my master's will, and I will not split my waters. Rabbi Pinchas looked at the river and said, if you don't split so that I can cross, I will curse you, and I will decree that no water should continue flowing in this place. And at that moment, the waters split. The water split and Rabbi Pinchas crosses over. Now the Jew standing on the other side calls out and says, Rabbi, what about me? How am I going to get to the other side? these wheat kernels can't get wet. I have to make matzah out of them. If they get wet, then they might start fermenting and they'll be disqualified. So Rabbi Pinchas turns to the river and says, split and let him cross too. So the Jew crosses the river. And then the Arab is standing on the other side of the river and says, Rabbi, wait a second. We were all going together until now. Now what? If I try to cross, I might get swept by the currents. Rabbi Pinchas turns around to the river and says, Ginai, you got to split for him too. He shouldn't say we were all friends until we hit the river. Split and let him cross, so he won't say we were bad partners in the journey. And Chazal tell us it's split. In the river split three times in the merit of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Chazal tells, look at how great he was. When the Jews came to the sea, you had all of the Jews standing there, and the river split once for them. For Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair alone, on his way to a mitzvah, the river split three times. And in the end, he did succeed. He saved the Jews who were in captivity. And on his way back, he came by Rebbe's house, and Rebbe rushed out to greet him. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair saw that he had white donkeys in his house. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, I can't eat here. The angel of death is in this house. White donkeys, they give a back kick. They could kick back and they could maim people, and they're very, very harmful to society. They're very dangerous to keep around. So Rebbe says, that's why you won't eat in my house, because I have these white donkeys. I'll cut their feet. They won't be able to kick anyone. I'll let them go. You can't let them go. They'll harm people. I'll cut their feet. You can't do that. Tzar Balei Chaim. You'll pain them. I'll kill them. Bal Tashchis. Oh, it doesn't matter. And Chazal say at that moment, like a great mountain grew in between them. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair sort of waved goodbye. And that was the end of the meal. Rabbi was dying to have Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair never ate by anyone. So when Rabbi met him, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair said, what do you think? I took a vow never have to have pleasure from another Jew. It's not like that. But some people invite you for a meal and they can't afford it, or they put out foods that they can't afford because of my reputation. So people feel obligated, and I never know who really wants to have me over and who doesn't. So I never accept anyone's invitation. But you, Rabbi, I know you really want to have me over, and you're really wealthy and you can afford it. So by you, I'm willing to come and eat. But then when he came to his house and he saw those white mules, he said, I don't eat where there's an angel of death. You have a public health hazard here. I'm not eating in your house. And Rabbi said, I'll take care of it. But it didn't work. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair went back home. Chazal tell us, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was so pious that he once was traveling with his donkey and they placed out grains before the donkey to eat, and the donkey wouldn't eat. So they asked him, what's wrong with your donkey? He said, did you guys take off Tmai? There's a rabbinic institution that you guys have to take off Truman Meiser a second time just to ensure that it's really been fixed, because a lot of people aren't careful enough with that. They said, no, we didn't think from this that we feed the animal, we have to take off. He said, well, my animal doesn't eat if they didn't take off Tmai. So they took off Tmai, and then the animal ate. The Talmud says, Im Rishonim Kimalochim, if the earlier generations, the rabbis of the Talmud say, if the earlier generations are like angels, Anu Kibnei Adam, or like human beings. Im Rishonim Kibnei Adam, and if the earlier generations are like humans, Anu Kachamorim, we're like donkeys, Velo Kachamoro Shir Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and not even like the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Because his donkey wouldn't eat anything forbidden. And the Medrash Rabba quotes a story that there were once two rabbis. One rabbi sent to the other rabbi a gift of figs, and he figured he'll never eat without taking off Truma and Meiser. Now figs is Shivas Aminim, it's Truma and Meiser Doraisa. And the rabbi who received the gift said, he'd never send me figs without taking off Trumas and Meisers. And between the two of them, he ate figs, but they didn't take off Trumas and Meisers. He ate forbidden foods. So the Talmud says, you see, the rabbis of the Talmud said about themselves, we're not even like Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's donkey. The donkey wouldn't eat food that wasn't perfect, perfectly kosher. And we're not on that level. So people sometimes say, the rabbi would never make a mistake. We don't work with that concept. We're not on that level. Even in the times of the Talmud, they said they weren't on that level. It says that one... Okay, enough stories for one night. Okay.